Right.
Hey, man, let's go, bro. This is a new season. And in order for us to get it done, man, it's going to take everybody.
Believe. You got to believe. Don't nobody in this world believe in us except for us. Believe. Believe we're in this fight for a reason.
In the 2012 divisional playoffs against New England, the Houston Texans showed the heart that led them to a team record 13 wins.
Got the first down, we had to get it. Just keep rolling. Gotta operate fast.
Fourth and goal at the one. Shotgun formation. Matt looking, firing, caught. Touchdown, Arian Foster. The Texans will go for two. Matt firing right side of the end zone. Andre Johnson with the catch for the deuce.
You gotta score! You gotta score!
Matt firing deep down the right side and Posey, touchdown.
Though they fell to the Patriots, the loss serves as a stepping stone on the Texans' climb to greatness.
Today, it is right now. Yeah. Who's gonna take it today? Yeah. Believe it's gonna be us. This ain't nobody beat us. Nobody. We need one unit. Champs on three. 1, 2, 3. Champs.
Foster diving grab. He's got the touchdown reception.
We have a lot to work forward to. We have a lot ahead of us. If your goal isn't to be the greatest, you're wasting your time.
Texans block a punt. Touchdown, Houston.
This football team continues to believe in what it's doing. We got one heartbeat. That's the most important thing. And if you keep working that way, great things will keep coming your way.
On opening day 2012 against the Dolphins, Houston was already in championship form.
Tannehill gets the snap. Here come the Texans. Tannehill gets it off, and it's picked off as Jonathan Joseph makes the pick. Three picks, one fumble, so there's four turnovers for you.
With three deflections and half a sack, Pro Bowl defensive end J.J. Watt had reason to celebrate.
Oh, what a football player.
Woo! J.J., you did both of them, huh? Did that and that.
Yeah.
Hey, these players ain't gonna make themselves. Let's go get it, baby. Let's go get it, man. These ain't gonna make themselves. Let's go get it, man.
First and 10 at the Miami 14. Handoff Foster cuts back. 10, 5, and dives into the end zone over a defender.
I didn't have to jump though, bro.
What a run by Arian Foster, who saw Chris Clemons at the goal line and said, I'll take the high road.
On that 14th week, I know it might be cloudy. Just hit it. Just hit it.
Schaub hands off to Foster, running left. Gets across the goal line. Touchdown, Texans.
Behind Foster's two touchdowns and one by receiver Andre Johnson, the Texans earned their third straight opening day win. The following week in Jacksonville, Houston ran over the Jaguars, gaining over 200 yards on the ground.
Jay, running left, gets in, touchdown Houston.
Houston's toughest early season challenge came in week three in Denver. Facing an old nemesis, the Texans took on a Broncos team many considered the favorite to win the AFC.
They don't want it like we do. It's time to bring this 53-man army and silence it. 70,000, dead quiet.
Okay.
Let's break down three. 1, 2, 3. Right.
Matt fakes the give, sets up, and he fires deep downfield and has Andre Johnson at the 15. 10, 5, rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans. My goodness, 60 yards.
Throwing for 290 yards and four touchdowns, including the 100th of his career to receiver Andre Johnson, Pro Bowl quarterback Matt Schaub gave Houston a 20-point lead.
And the Texans are all over the Broncos.
We'll end it. We'll do it. Put it on our back. We'll take it. Put it on our back. We can handle it.
Keep going now. We got him on the run. We got him on the run. Keep it going. We're making him hold the ball. We're covering the hell out of him. We just got to get it down.
Led by 2.5 sacks by J.J. Watt, Houston withstood a late Broncos rally, and head coach Gary Kubiak earned his 50th career win.
That's what it feels like when you go on the road and you give everything you've got to find a way to win a game. That's what it feels like right now. I'm going to give one ball, though. I spend my Saturday nights with the quarterbacks, and when I walked out of that room, I told a couple of coaches, I said, let me tell you something. Our quarterback's fixing to play his ass off. I ain't never seen a guy as focused as that guy. Four touchdowns, got hit in the mouth, played it.
Keeping their momentum going in weeks 4 and 5, Houston flew over the Jets and rolled over the Titans, earning the first 5-0 start of any NFL team in the city's history.
Picked off Kareem across the 40 right sideline. Has room the 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Kareem Jackson.
Put this baby on ice.
I'm going to go get a sack. Don't believe me, just watch.
Look at that.
Backing up his words with action in 2013, J.J. Watt became the first Texan to be named AP Defensive Player of the Year.
Goal isn't to be the greatest, you're wasting your time, but you have to earn it. It's not given to you. I'm trying to come out here and earn it every single game.
With an NFL best 20.5 sacks last year, Watt became the only player in league history with at least 14 sacks and 14 passes defensed in the same season.
JJ, gotta have some plays right now.
A unanimous first-team All-Pro selection, Watt was also voted the Texans' most valuable player by his teammates.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
As a man, it's them against us. Top of the AFC. It's ours to take. Let's take it. Let's go. One, two, three.
While the Texans lost in Baltimore in the 2011 playoffs, their Week 7 rematch quickly became a mismatch.
Second down and 5, the Houston 42. Flacco throws right side. Bat it down. The SWAT team at it again.
Don't even attempt to throw his way. I think he makes that big of an impact.
How many tips did that?
Has one. So far. He stayed down on me. And I saw him cock his arm, so I jumped.
Flacco under center. Back to pass right side. Batted and picked. Off to the races. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Jonathan Joseph with the pick six, 52 yards on the return.
Hey, did I tell you I was going to get you one? Hell yeah, baby.
With J.J. Watt with another pass deflected, and it goes short and into the hands of Jonathan Joseph.
I told you I'll get you one today, man.
Got to be smart with the ball. No turnover.
Texans knocking on the door. Matt fakes the give, throws to the end zone. Diving catch. Touchdown, Texans. Owen Daniels with the reception.
Good job, dude. Way to trust those dudes, man. All about
I was hoping he was going to look for it right out the break.
I know.
What a grab by Owen Daniels over the middle near the post. The Texans lead the Ravens by 20 points.
Behind Pro Bowl running back Arian Foster, Houston set a team record for points in a game with 43.
Dives across the goal line. Touchdown, Houston. Arian Foster, his second touchdown of the day.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's a great job, man. Just remember, hey, keep your composure. Keep your composure.
Easy. You gotta go do that now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm eating burritos bigger than you.
Wait, hey!
With 4 sacks, including 2 by defensive end Antonio Smith, Houston held the eventual Super Bowl champions to 176 yards of offense and improved to 6-1.
Hey, that was a big one. You know, that was a big game, okay? What I'm most proud of is it was a team effort. Man, we played like a bunch of champions today. And as you go along, guys, in this league, every week you're finding out something about yourself. But we came in here, and what we found out today is we're going to keep playing great defense all year long. Defense, you did a hell of a job. We found out offensively, we got to run it or we got to throw it. Whatever we got to do to win, we're going to get it done. Hey, proud of you, man. We play like champions today. I'm proud of you, okay?
Guys, let's go. We have been counting on you.
We got you, baby. Let's go. Hey, let's put on a show. Let's put on a show. It's Primetime TV. Ain't nothing better than this, baby. This is how you make your career. This is how you get your name on the TV, baby. Make them scream your name.
In a cold and rainy Week 10 matchup, Houston faced the 7-1 Chicago Bears.
Chop rolls out to the right side. Matt throwing right side of the end zone. Foster diving grab. He's got the touchdown reception.
Arian Foster scored the game's only touchdown. But coordinator Wade Phillips' defense didn't need much more. The Texans forced four turnovers, including picks by Daniel Manning and Kareem Jackson, who led the team in interceptions in 2012.
Cutler looking, firing downfield to his left, picked off! Texans have it! Their fourth takeaway as Kareem Jackson makes the interception, his fourth of the year. And they will win in the Windy City. Houston goes to 8-1 on the season, tied for the best record in the National Football League.
I've been in this league 27 years, and I can't say they've ever been more proud of a football team on a game day, okay? We got dealt a set of circumstances tonight, but the bottom line, we played great freaking defense. And
great job tonight, boys. Let's hang together, man. Let's go find number 9 next week. Yeah. Family on 3. 1, 2, 3. Family! Yeah.
With hands no one wants to face, is Texans 6-time Pro Bowl receiver, Andre Johnson. Earning All-Pro honors last year, Johnson caught 112 passes for a career high and AFC best, 1,598 yards. Johnson's prowess was on full display in a Week 11 thriller against Jacksonville.
Schaub plants, throws deep down the middle, and it's caught by Andre Johnson, brought down at the 10-yard line.
Boy, I like it. Just come out and take care of business.
Though the Jaguars built a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, historic performances from Johnson and quarterback Matt Schaub kept Houston in the game. Johnson set franchise marks with 14 catches for 273 yards, while Schaub's 527 passing yards tied Warren Moon for second most in a game in NFL history. Only Norm Van Brocklin had more with 554.
Matt throws, right sideline, caught, Andre Johnson across the 35, down at the 30 of Jacksonville. Andre Johnson does it for the Texans.
Well, the offense gained a team record 640 yards, a pair of touchdown passes from Schaub to tight end Garrett Graham in the last 6 minutes of regulation forced overtime, where Houston capped off a dramatic win.
Schaub in the gun, throws it right side, wide receiver screen, Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll! The Texans win it! Andre Johnson, 48 yards! My goodness! The special season continues, clinching a winning season today.
for the third time in the last 4 years as Andre Johnson, the greatest player in Texans history, comes up with a huge play.
And now to kick the field, the Houston Texans.
Grateful for the 9-1 record, the Texans traveled to Detroit, hungry for a Thanksgiving feast.
Chop feeds Arian, running to the left side, needs a block across the five to the pylon. He's in! Touchdown, Arian Foster. Pat back in the pocket, throws over the middle, got a man. Touchdown, Owen Daniels!
Despite touchdowns from Arian Foster and Pro Bowl tight end Owen Daniels, the Texans had to gobble up a double-digit deficit.
We're on the road. Thanksgiving is fast, it's fast, it's fast. It's going to settle down and we're going to play our ass off.
Led by Foster, Andre Johnson, and Matt Shaw, Houston gained over 500 yards for the second straight week, a franchise first, and forced overtime again.
What a grab by Andre Johnson to get the Texans in the red zone.
Hey, we're all right now. We're all right. We've got to grind on these stats now.
Schaub digs in. Handoff, Arian running left. He's in. Touchdown, Texans. And we are tied up at 31.
Hey, it's going again, buddy. It's going again.
It's a 32-yard field goal attempt for Shane Graham. The kick is up, has the distance, and it's good! The Texans win in overtime, 34-31 on Thanksgiving.
We played 10 quarters of football in 4 frickin' days. That's a hell of a job, man. That's a hell of a job. This football team continues to believe in what it's doing. I told you last week we got one heartbeat. That's the most important thing. And if you keep working that way, great things will keep coming your way. I've never been more proud.
On the road again in Week 13, the Texans dominated Tennessee as the defense forced a team record 6 turnovers.
Locker steps up, throws to his right, and tipped and intercepted by Daryl Sharpton.
Completing the season sweep of the Titans, Houston stretched its all-time road-winning streak to 6 games.
Houston goes to 11-1 following a 24-10 win over the Tennessee Titans in Nashville.
In a Yuletide clash with the Colts, it is said, dreams of another division title danced in the Texans' heads.
This is what we work all year for. We got a chance for the championship today on this field in our hometown. Nobody comes in here and beats them. Champs on three. 1, 2, 3, champs.
Behind Pro Bowl lineman Chris Myers at center, left guard Wade Smith, and first-team All-Pro left tackle Dwayne Brown, Houston set the tempo for the game.
23rd career 100-yard game for Arian Foster.
Arian Foster having a special day along with Andre Johnson.
Marking the first time the Texans had both a 150-yard rusher and receiver in the same game, running back Arian Foster ran for 165 yards, and receiver Andre Johnson caught 11 passes for 151 yards and a touchdown.
Schaub gets the snap, throws right side, hits Andre Johnson. Touchdown, Texans!
All the Colts offense got this Christmas was pressure, as defensive end J.J. Watt had 3 of the team's 5 sacks.
Keep heating it up in there.
Texans are doing it in all 3 phases, defensively, offensively, and special teams.
Gets the snap. Brayman blocks it. It's loose inside the 10. Brayman picks it up at the 5. Brayman to the goal line. Touchdown, Houston! The leading special teams tackler comes up with a huge play for the Houston Texans. The Texans beat the Colts 29-17, and Houston wins the AFC South, going back-to-back as division champions.
Hey, congratulations, man. It's hard to do in this business. obviously, for this franchise, winning a 12th game, but for the second year in a row, stepping up and winning the AFC South. That's a hell of a job. I'm proud of you. Hey, way to work.
Here we go, fellas.
Hang together, man. Family on three. One, two, three.
Family!
We've been working to get to this spot for a long time, bro. Let's not take this for granted. Let's go out, start fast. It's going to take everybody to get to where we want to go, man.
Today, the Texans play in the postseason against the Cincinnati Bengals. Houston checks in at 12-4 after winning the AFC South. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals are 10-6.
Everybody watch! It's now or never! The game is won and lost with us in the trenches! All we gotta do is be fast and physical! We run the ball down there, and we'll shut them down!
Let's go!
Let's go! Wait on three! One, two, three! Put it up! Come on now! Hey! I'm getting double team. Let's go.
Just think we'll be able to kill them on the power rushes. The long arms, they got a bear on them.
Dalton gets the snap. Here's pressure. Dalton's going to go down. J.J. Watt. Playoff time is Watt time.
Led by Antonio Smith and J.J. Watt, Houston's defense overran the Bengals, while the Texans' ground game ran them over.
And it's here. Separate good from great. That's where you go from good to great.
With 140 yards on 32 carries, running back Arian Foster became the first player in league history to rush for over 100 yards in each of his first three postseason games.
It's a nice, easy block up front for the offensive line. It's just man-on-man, and let Arian Foster choose the hole in which he wants to run through. You get him one-on-one, the first guy doesn't have a chance.
With 10:31 to go, third quarter, Texans have the ball at the one-yard line of Cincinnati. Handoff, Arian dives in! Touchdown, Houston!
Behind Wade Smith and Dwayne Brown, it was easy pickings.
And the Texans lead Cincinnati 16-7.
Now we put some pressure on this quarterback to come see us, okay? We got to throw it more. We'll get more.
Listen to me. You're going to get one, dog.
From the Cincinnati 24, Dalton puts the leg down out of the shotgun formation, gets the snap. Here's the pressure. Dalton throws downfield. Picked off Jonathan Joseph. The takeaway by the former Bengal, J.J.
Holding the Bengals to less than 200 total yards and 0-for-9 on third downs, the interception by Pro Bowl cornerback Jonathan Joseph capped off a wild card win for Houston.
Hey, man, we played our football. We played great defense all day long. And when the whole stadium knew we had to run it, we lined up and ran the ball, okay? Yep. We're battle-tested. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. I'd give you a ball, but I think there's a bigger one that we'd all like.
A second consecutive division title. Another playoff win. For a remarkable season and an historic performance, J.J. Watt and Matt Schaub earned exhibits in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On the Houston Texans' climb to the top of the NFL, 2012 is their highest step yet.
Hey, D-Man, let me see your passion today. Ain't nobody gonna play more like a dog than me and you.
Big up. Big up. Over the day, baby. Over the day.
I was not holding either.
Please.
Give me a break. I wasn't holding.
Oh, what, you call tackling then?
You got some nice grands, man.
Somebody gotta beat somebody and make a play. It ain't gonna always happen easy.
Nice, bro. Good job.
Good job.
I told him outside, I was like, man, when the Pro Bowl folks come out, I know I'm voting for
them. I appreciate that, man. Best
working,
of luck.
Bro.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of NFL Network.